Kathleen Ellie is the founder of Conscious and Chic. She is an Instagram influencer that tries to promote and tell others about living a sustainable lifestyle by changing one's shopping habits. She told me about why she talks about her lifestyle on Instagram.
I was on Facebook, I was on Twitter, and then Instagram came on the map, so I got on Instagram like everybody else. And the purpose of it was to continue to promote the same lifestyle, continue to promote the blog posts. And so it just grew on its own. It wasn't I'm going to shift to this now and build this now. For me, it's an ecosystem. People learn differently. People consume content differently. And so you want to go and be in the areas that your community is in. And for me, it was Facebook first. And I continue posting on Facebook. I continue posting on Twitter. And I continue posting on Instagram now. And looking at other platforms like YouTube or LinkedIn. And it's really just about educating people wherever they are.
Ellie tells her followers a lot about different ways to change their lifestyles. Here is a little snippet of some simple things that need to happen in order to make a simple change, but will have a larger environmental impact.
I think we've been really trained well to think the more often we can purchase, the better it is. So the cheaper things are, the more often I can go to the store and buy something. And so that gives people a false sense of wealth where they think that, oh, I'm living this great lavish life because I'm able to buy a shirt today, go to a party tonight, and then throw it away. But that's not true. So the first thing that needs to happen is a reshaping of their mind when they see how they consume, being more driven by quality than quantity, and saying, you know what, I prefer investing my money in something that's actually worth what I'm spending my money on. I prefer to buy something that's quality, that's going to last me a long time, versus just a lot of little cheap things and give myself this false sense of wealth.
Ellie spoke to me about three simple steps to accepting and trying to create a lifestyle change: grace, research, and spreading the message.
I think that one thing that is very important when it comes to engaging in any form of lifestyle change is having grace, because I can't tell you, hey, I'm promoting ethical fashion and sustainable fashion, and negate the fact that I used to buy fast fashion too before I knew better. So I think that it's important for us to continue to raise awareness around the issues. And the goal is that people would get to a place of empathy and understanding really that work that comes behind ethical fashion, because before I started doing my research, I didn't know about it. And so people are not at the same stage of their journey. And so we have to, one, have grace, two, continue to spread the message. And I believe that people, once they know better, they do better. Because when people feel overwhelmed, they sometimes just go into this, well, I can't do anything, so I'm going to do nothing. And that's the danger. That's the danger right there. He's saying, since I can't do everything, I'm not going to do anything. Like Helen Keller said, I can't do everything, but I can do something. And just because I can't do everything, I won't not do the thing I can do. So really focus on what you can do, start changing your habits, and then educating the people around you.
This is Mira Nabulsi reporting for Double Tap Sustainable Fashion.